So we pray, Heavenly Father, we know that the prophet said we're not sincere enough, and we realize that that sincerity is a true godly fear, Lord. We saw him one time when you were speaking to him in letters of fire upon the wall. We saw the actual abject fear that lay in the man as he recognized your presence. And Lord, we do not ask for that fear, but we ask for a real godly fear, a real sincerity, now that we know that you are here to judge you, Lord, according to truth, and that is that you're the great sovereign king, and we should stand in awe of you. Help us, Lord, as we study to receive a touch upon our spirits, our souls, our minds, our very bodies, Lord, which would be commensurate for that great presence here, Lord, and we be in godly fear and reverence of you, very sincere and very, very careful how we are sowing according to truth and sowing that truth that we may reap. So we ask your help this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You may be seated. Now we're at number 14 this morning on the restoration of the bride tree. And last Sunday we found Brother Branham comparing Jesus Christ, the bridegroom tree, the original tree who bore God's fruits, to the bride tree because they are of the same word, making the bride tree the body of Christ, and therefore is to bear the same fruit of God at her restoration as Jesus did, for she will be one word with him, even as was prophesied. In that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you and me, and I in you, and that is that day. But the secret is knowing how this is done, which secret is now revealed. And this is where we find the big difference between those who believe that there's tremendous things coming for the bride. She's going to do fabulous things. She's going to just be marvelous. And we, on the other hand, believe that Brother Branham said those days are finished. What they're looking at is the big ministry of Moses and Elijah. And it's all over today. All you have to do is believe. Now, that does not eliminate gifts and the things of Almighty God. But remember, they are in their places. All right. Thus, on page 73, Brother Branham speaks of Christ's death. So I better read again my preamble so you're going to follow through. Last Sunday, we found Brother Branham comparing Jesus Christ, the bridegroom tree, the original tree who bore God's fruits, to the bride tree because they are of the same word, making the bride tree the body of Jesus Christ, and therefore is to bear the same fruit of God at her restoration as Jesus did, for she will be one word with him, even as prophesied, that's in John, in that day you shall know that I am in the Father, you and me, and I in you. And this is that day. Thus, on page 73, Brother Branham speaks of Christ's death and resurrection, wherein he died and was buried. Now listen carefully. And rose the third day at the end. Not the first of the third day, but at the end. Not the second day, but the third day's end. Came back with the same signs and wonders, and so now at the end of the third day. Not the first day of justification, nor the second day of sanctification, nor the third day of baptism with the Holy Ghost, but at the end of the third day. That's the end of the third day, Pentecostal age, seventh church age. He comes right amongst the people and declares himself by vindication and moves right amongst us. Living fruit of his presence is ours today. Matthew 12, Luke 17, and so on. All right. This living manifested presence is the vindication of the evening light, which is the omega of the alpha of Paul's gospel. Now, if you're stuck there, remember, Paul was just as vindicated as Jesus Christ was. Why? Because Jesus was a prophet. Everybody wants to put out of their minds that here is a man, here is a prophet. Oh, make him God. Make him the second person. Never compare anything. Oh, my. Oh, shut up. Can't we have one time where we don't want to vomit? Can't we have one time where we see the truth? See, it's so foreign. The truth is so foreign to what the gullible church has been taught, the vomit, the carrion on the tables. It is so hard I'm giving you living truth of this hour, quoting the prophet. See? They don't understand. They want to take it back to the platform. You don't take it back to the platform. You take it back to the foundation. Paul's gospel. We'll get into more and more of this. The evening light is restoring the whole, not the part, but the whole Word of God again. And the full Word of God and the full manifestation are here. Now, if he's fulfilling everything, bringing up to perfection the Word, consequently, then the bride is as fully effected as the Word. Now, let's see, get that flat. If the church is affected by a wrong word, then what happens when the effect comes by the right word? The tables cannot be full of vomit. The soul can no longer be putrid and full of mush. The mind cannot be full of meanderings and the droppings of men. There's only one receptacle for the Word, which is charged with the Holy Ghost, that's the bride. It's like the egg in the womb. Unless the egg is perfectly matched to the sperm, boom, 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 they just go sliding off. Then sometimes you'll notice that it takes on two sperm and brings forth twins. That's highly irregular, but it brings the principle of twins. You're going to have a serpent seed and the seed of God in the same womb. Physically. Can't have that in true life of the Spirit. Can't have that in the church. But get to understand these things that Brother Branham taught him. The evening light is to restore the whole, not part, but the whole Word of God again, and consequently the bride, to a totality of the full Word and full manifestation, because they are here. So there's a full Word here, which is a conduit of the Holy Ghost. And there's a bride here, which is now a conduit or a receptacle of the Word. Now, if you have a conduit and a receptacle, and the conduit is pouring in, pouring in, pouring into the receptacle, which is made to hold it, there comes a time, that's it. Come out of here, bride, get out. And there'll be a full manifestation, because it's the fullness of the Word, fully enlivened by the Holy Ghost, Rhema Logos, in a bride. And remember, there's a church order in the bride. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When he rose and went up and came down as the Holy Ghost, he had a prophet standing right there, and he had a fivefold ministry. And you don't take anybody else's ministry and think you're a jack of all trades. You're looking at a man that tried it. Everybody doesn't pray for the sick. Everybody doesn't have this. Everybody doesn't have that. Pentecostal hogwash, I speak in tongues, I can interpret. Hallelujah, because the Bible says, if a man speak in tongues, let him pray the interpret. Oh, but it says, I wish above all he prophesied. So, hallelujah, let's all talk in tongues, interpret, and prophesy. Why don't you go the rest of the way? Let's all now have the gift of faith and the gift of healing with it. And the gift of miracles, that oh, above all. Prophet Brother Brand said, you may prophesy one time, that's your whole career. That woman one day that stood in the crowd, God said to her, pray for that child. And she said, well, Brother Branham's here, he's going to pray for the child. And like a voice that literally impelling her to pray for the baby got healed. And the woman brought the baby in line, Brother Branham said, the baby's healed. Well, hallelujah. Because all the babies cried, and I'll go there. Watch! No Pentecostal flusies here. Now, you don't go by emotion, what you think is right. You go by the Word of the living God. The church is now in order. We'll find more and more of this. It is restoring all that the four bugs ate up. It is pruning off the dead branches and binding them for the burning. It is separating the chaff for the burning and gathering the wheat into the garner. Remember, that gathering in there, into the garner, is one word and signifies a real solid, like a strong, violent movement.
And if you're a bitty grain under a 1,000 foot ox, ton, 1,000 pound or 1,500 pound ox, and it tromp on you, you'd feel something. Ha! You'd feel the chaff or the shuck getting shucked off of you. That's the big chastisement. That's the big thing that people don't like. Leave me with my thinking. Leave me with my thoughts. Bless God. God can talk to me. That's what the old girl said. She said, you don't believe God talks to me? I said, no, I don't really believe that. Maybe a certain way you get indications. So when I brought up the scripture one night and I said to her, I said, Brother Branham said so. She said, I don't care what Brother Branham says. I go to the Bible. I said, he quoted the Bible. When you get to the place that you can't even know when the Bible's quoted. Tell me you're conscious with a conscience. Now that's a new little phrase I just got this morning. Put it in your mind. Put it inside of you. Keep it right there. How conscious are you and no conscience? Lies? Digging ditches for people? Refusing to do what God wants you to do in the Word? Where's your conscience? Hallelujah, I'd be the prophet. He said, you believe me, you'd listen. And then listen to me. He said, then you do what I told you. Oh, God. Gathering the wheat. That same light that brought forth the early true church in the east that was all but destroyed by the four bugs is now in the west to shine on the same tree and bring forth God's fruit in its season. Now, if that has been qualified by Brother Brown, the tree that God planted literally was Jesus Christ. He was not, Brother Branham said he bore God's fruit. I put it this way, he was God's fruit and he bore God's fruit. And if he was God's fruit by beginning, and his whole life and conduct was one wherein he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, he was that tree. And we're growing up into his image. Now, maybe we could have done it in 33 and a half years, too, if we had not bypassed our theophany, our spirit or word bodies, he said. But the church is taking 2,000 years to get there. All right. They say it again. That same light that brought forth the early true church in the east that was all but destroyed by the four bugs is now in the west, that light, to shine on the same tree and bring forth God's fruit in its season. Now notice, we are speaking of the Gentile bride. In 1 Corinthians 3, we saw that Paul and none other was responsible for the foundation of the bride tree. But in 2 Corinthians 11, we saw that already the eroding was taking place. And in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, we found no church of Jerusalem or of Israel, only Gentiles. Thus as it was with Jehovah's bride Israel, that death set in the tree for the four bugs. And remember, that tree he literally uprooted in the sense that it had no more continuing history until God brought forth the last branch of 144,000. Now that's, if they're coming in a little at a time, one or two Jews, but only as the institutional and national and recognized of the church, the 144,000 under the seventh seal and the sixth seal combined. And remember, it's called a branch. And is brought back in, tapped in again to the life. There's no church of Jerusalem mentioned in chapters 2 and 3. Thus, as it was with Jehovah's bride, Israel, the death set into the tree, so Christ's bride also is set upon until life lay only in the roots. And for all those years, it brought forth the denominational fruit. Now, we're looking at the fruit that Brother Branham is speaking of, which is God's fruit tree, and it brought forth that fruit manifested in human flesh for 3.5 years in Israel. Vindicated. And the same thing is happening again, and nobody but us believes it. And we only halfway believe it. Maybe a third sincere. All right, now notice, there are four messengers. Messenger bugs of death. Four messenger bugs of death. There will also then be four messenger Four messengers and four messages. Justification by Luther, number one. Sanctification by Wesley. The baptism with the Holy Spirit. And now today, the Word. And remember, that's Rhema Logos. You cannot separate it. You can't do it. Notice, Brother Branham does not give the name of any man under the third period. We'll find out who that is shortly. A restoration. But he numbers the fourth as Elijah of Malachi, who is God himself, for he said, the prophet of this hour is the Lord Jesus Christ, not man God, but it comes by a prophet. All right, four killers destroyed, four messengers of righteousness must bring it back. So now we're going to continue reading, and we're going to read back from where we did not leave off, but even previous, to bring us up to this point, and hope we can finish the message today. Page 75 and paragraph 2. Did you get it? Do you get it? Amen. For God said, I will restore. He is going to restore it. How? Death messengers killed it. Then four life messengers will restore it. What was the first? Martin Luther, justification. What was the second? John Wesley, by sanctification. What was the third? Pentecost, with restoration and gifts. The Holy Ghost, baptism of the Holy Ghost. What was the fourth? The Word. What? The Word. Now, that's Acts 3. It tells you absolutely at the presence of God. Now, that word's not parousia. I've got to admit that. And Brother Branham categorized it as the revival that brought a new message. And it says only after that message of restoration. The presence of God himself bringing it. That'd be your fourth messenger. Can there possibly be the literal return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the human form? Or in other words, God once more incarnated at the wedding supper, bringing a bride back with him. Now that's when they're truly again the Father and Son are one. He that looks upon me sees the Father. And everything the Father's doing in the Son manifests and gives him complete glory. Because that's the intention of the Father, even to give us glory too. Now, there were four great prophets. Now, Brother Branham many times calls a greatly inspired preacher a prophet. But it was also known, it's said by Sauer's history, that Martin Luther was a prophet, a speaker in tongues. He did many things. And so he could have been literally a prophet of the fivefold. But also a tremendous one in this respect, that he brought forth from the death into the resurrection the understanding of justification. He was the one that God used. So even as Jesus said to John the Baptist, he was a prophet and greater than a prophet. So therefore, this man, like Wesley, would definitely be in that particular realm of a fivefold prophet, but even greater. Even greater, because he is a qualified messenger. And how can you come as a messenger without a very special anointing of the Holy Ghost? Now, Paul could say back in that day, if any man thinks himself to be a spiritual or prophet, let him acknowledge the things that I write unto you, the commandments of God. Then what do you think, what kind of a prophet class would this fivefold minister prophet be in if he brings forth justification and sanctification? Now, as one is greater than the other, what will the third prophet, if there is a prophet, in Pentecost, there's anybody there, if there is, what kind of a man will he be? Well, he's right next to Jesus Christ himself. Because it's going to bring back the fullness of the Holy Ghost and that beloved one in his glorified body. See? Let's just keep thinking. Now, and keep reading. But in the last days of Malachi, for Elijah to come with every word. Now, notice, Brother Branham counted himself as one born out of due season. Now, and I'm speaking in terms, after Wesley comes a stronger than him, Pentecostal, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in another great prophet. Now, the Pentecostals cannot mention even one person. Now, let's go to Paul said, I was one born out of due season. Brother Branham said the same thing. In other words, Paul came down and God came down and he picked a man that did not even follow him, that had nothing to do with the church of that hour, the platform even, as with Peter and James and John and the rest of them. Now that word born out of due season means out of that time. He wasn't a part of it. He never knew anything about the Lord's Supper. He didn't understand the crucifixion. He didn't understand the resurrection. He didn't understand the Bible. God came to him. He was that one, so William Branham, born out of due season. Nothing to do with Pentecost, nothing at all. Became the third messenger, and the Pentecostals hate him. Ha! We love him. But there's your perfect picture. You get your understanding now. So, therefore, we see that William Branham foreruns the fourth messenger. See? And we'll talk about that as we go along. The word of the Lord came to the prophet. In the evening time, light is to come forth to restore and bring back. Now, that's got to be that word there, see? What? Turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the fathers, fourth light. Now notice, he is skipping the third light and going to the fourth light. Because it isn't the third light that actually counts. It's the fourth light. It's not the baptism with the Holy Ghost. That's not it. That was fine for the hour. But there comes a time, as the prophet said, that baptism with the Holy Ghost runs out. Ephesians 1, 13, 14, going on to 15, 16, 17 to 23, it tells you particularly the Spirit Himself comes into the church. That's number four. Now that's the one we're looking at, that Brother Branham pointed to. So, four messengers. Four killers took it, four messengers destroyed it. Four messengers of death took it away in dogmas. Four messengers of righteousness restore and bring it back again. The fourth one. Brother Branham said, God Himself is His own prophet, which He is. Four is deliverance. And remember, it's in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 that the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, with a command message. And the word of God is known as commandments and laws and ordinances and statutes. And many other appellations, being the same thing. The Word of God. So He descends with a shout to put the church in order, to bring it under subjection. To bring it under subjection to what? To Himself. But in what way does He do it? It's always by the Word. God must communicate. I'm subject to God this morning, says the male or female. And Lord, I'm really subject. Now, what would you like me to do? Well, I'd like you to join the church. Hold it, hold it. That wasn't God. How do you know how to be subject? You don't even know, and I don't know, how to be subject to the laws of this land anymore. We've got to get a lawyer. In fact, the law distinctly says it. And the lawyers are behind it in Washington. We can't even go to court without a lawyer. Under certain conditions. Now, some you can. And make a complete fool of yourself and end up in jail or anything else. Because the record's against you. It's crooked. You won't get a fair shake from anybody but God. You fool with the courts. They'll trim. They'll give you a haircut. You know, the smart aleck in Canada, he smarted off the barber. The barber said, I'll give you a nice haircut. And he carved a maple leaf on his head. Well, the land will give you a haircut. You bet. You'll do more than that, it'll cut your head off. All right. The Lord Himself descends with the shout, the voice of the archangel. He puts the church in order to get headship through the Word, because that's the only way God has headship. Revelation 10, 1 and 7, the Lord descended the shout, and there stands the prophet. In Malachi 4, 5, and 6, and behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and He'll turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. And Paul the Apostle says, you've got many teachers, but you only got one Father. May God turn our hearts back to that Father, the Apostle Paul. That God used to bring the Word. If our hearts are not turned back, we're never going to make the rapture. You can say what you want. Listen, brother, sister, I will meet you as I'm meeting you this morning, standing right there when you are left here, and those who believe are going to be gone. You can say what you want. If you think the presence is not hated, You better smarten up. There's two books written about me already in Europe and over here in America proving the presence is wrong. Then who in the name of God is here? Who is that? Well, Billy Paul says that's the angel that I saw that day. That's not true. He called it Elohim. Okay, come on. I can quit preaching tomorrow. Don't worry. I like you here because I get steamed up that way. Well, who cares? It's a one-on-one, brother, sister. It's a one-on-one confrontation. I know. Oh, they don't believe him. They don't believe him. Oh, no, proves he's wrong. Mamba shot his face off, too. They all shoot their faces off. One says it's a Catholic doctor. One says this. I'm the first guy to acknowledge. The Rutherfords are Jehovah's Witnesses taught it first. So because they taught it makes it wrong? Wonderful. The Baptist taught eternal security. Now that's wrong. Jesus only said there's one God. Now that's wrong. He corrected the error. Jehovah's Witnesses are wrong. But Brother Branham said the gates of hell, not organization. That's fine, the government allows you to have organization, denomination. The gates of hell are against the truth that he is here now. Well, bless God, he's always been here. Then this is the new message Brother Branham taught. So we haven't had a true healing revival. You see where you are this morning, you smart off, you cut your throats. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't going to clean up your blood. Because they ain't cutting anybody's throat. You're cutting your own throat. If anybody's throat is cut, I didn't do it for you. You want to know about that fourth messenger, that third messenger? Well, let's read about him. He's right over here in the book of Luke, the first chapter, about verse 35 maybe. Let's look it up. Check it out. Oh, verse 15. Here's John the Baptist. Spirit of Elijah. Elijah, John. Okay. For he should be great in the sight of the Lord, neither wine nor strong drink. Brother Branham couldn't either. And he'd be filled with the Holy Ghost even his mother's womb. Now that'll really take care of you, won't you? Born out of due season. And many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God. And he, Elijah, John the Baptist, shall go before the Lord God of Israel in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers to children, even the disobedient, those that don't know any better, and they have to repent, to the wisdom of the just, that's God, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, to make the elect ready to go. Who was that? That was number three, meeting God himself. Luther, Wesley, Branham, God himself with Branham. Complete turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. No, they don't want to believe that. Listen to Brother Branham on Ezekiel. And remember, it's in Ezekiel he found the terminology Son of Man said always refers to the prophet. So therefore, Son of Man is a prophet. Prophesy, Son of Man. Can these bones live? I wish we had time. We've got it written down here, but I got to miss it. Prophesy. Can these bones live? Got the four stages of that coming forth of that church. He's already told us, in a measure. What's the four stages of Ezekiel's dry bones coming forth? He said, it doesn't really matter. But the life only came, not when the sinew was on them, and that was the last step, but when the wind blew upon them. Now, the wind, of course, is the Spirit, as with Adam. And remember, Adam was like this. Brother Branham said maybe he was like a tree with his toes in the ground, standing like a tree rooted there. And then God breathed on him, into him. And he said that was the Holy Ghost. And he lived. So, all right, we got the same thing right today. That's when it came back. The fourth message of light was brought back. I will restore, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise be to God. Now, why is he giving vent to his emotions there? Because it's the truth, and he knows he's a part of it. And he knows he's brought it. And you'll see life and word, grace and truth are coming forth right here. And remember, now, God is his own messenger, his own prophet, and he is number four, and number four spells deliverance. So, all right, let's put it right down. It's on Brother Branham's tombstone, 100% right. Luther, Wesley, William Branham. And the capstone is right there. They took it off, they put an eagle there. And, of course, some vandal stole the eagle. It might not have been a vandal outside the church either. They figured they'd take the eagle there, representing God himself. Well, they're going to get some big thing. One fellow even dug down and tried to find, I don't, you know. When are people going to get rid of their stupid superstitions?
Well, it's all over.
The fourth light is to come that will bring forth the same signs. Same signs what? See? As in the beginning, as was Paul. The very same signs that Jesus had on earth are with Paul, and he was vindicated, and I've quoted you that, especially in Romans and in Thessalonians. It's all through the whole Bible. The man stood there vindicated, like Brother Branham said. If God told me to go and raise Abraham Lincoln from the dead, I'd go there and raise him and challenge the armies of the world to shoot me down if I couldn't do it. Merciful God, what kind of talk is that? So, well, do you realize that would be a resurrection? Do you realize that Lazarus was a resurrection?
Well, you see, Brother Bill, I've got this thing so neatly pigeonholed, and I got it all so perfect.
You are perfectly wrong. Boy, that's a... What do they call that? When one thing says one thing and is another entirely? Oxymoron. Why not? From a moron, it's got to be oxy. From the word oxygen, oxidized. In other words, you're already burnt up and rusted and burnt up and don't even know it. I'm not hitting anybody here. Look, if you deserve to get hit, you deserve to get hit. I'm just preaching. I do what I want, you do what you want. I will restore, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise be to God. The fourth light is to come that will bring the same signs. That's Matthew 12 and Luke 17. Watch. Justification brought back the Pope. Sanctification brought back the bark, Dr. Hornus. What brought back the leaf? Brother, sister, leaves are a sign of some kind of life. And they cooperate with the life for a continuance. But they are not the life. So you got pulp and bark and leaves. See? What brought back the leaf? Pentecostals. What is it? Pentecostal leaves clap their hands and joy and rejoicing. Pentecostal. He doesn't say anything bad about it. But what was substance there has all gone to emotion. There's no longer any word. When you're already off on the doctrine with the baptism with the Holy Ghost, and can't even recognize a prophet, what have you got? So, Brother Bill, we got to be nice to these folk and forgive them. Well, we got to be nice to them, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stick my head in the sand and utter platitudes and tell lies to make somebody happy. Now, if I'm going to utter platitudes and tell lies, I'm going to make Lee Dale happy. Nuts to you. I'll have to make you happy. Unless I want to deceive you. Then that would make me happier still, right? So then who making you happy only to make me happy? You ain't happy. You're suckered. Not S-U-C-C-R-E-D, but S-U-C-K-E-R-E-D. You're a sucker. Been sucked in. Huh? Well, Brother Big, you don't preach nice. I never said it preach nice, but I sure do preach good. Because right to the point. You can't get out of here leaving this place as though you had not been told anything. And I'm not boasting, I'm just telling you the truth. I've been preaching too many years to know when it's the truth and not the truth. In this sense, that I've been staying with the truth these years which Brother Branham brought us. They brought forth this joy and rejoicing. What? The fourth was the word itself. Which is, you're right back to Rhema Logos. What is the Rhema? Logos tells you. And Logos manifests the Rhema. The word made flesh. Now, that's with Brother Branham as well. That's with John the Baptist. They said, John the Baptist, who are you? He said, I'm Isaiah 40. The voice of one crying. I'm that prophecy manifested in human flesh. And Brother Branham said, the prophet is the Word of God manifested in human flesh. Oh, man, does that make the toes curl of the Pentecostals and those that think they believe this message, but they really don't. They're conscious, but not with a conscience. Huh? Gets gooder and gooder, doesn't it? The Word made flesh. So is Billy Branham in Malachi 4. Who are you? I'm Malachi 4. Second part. Turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. The Word made flesh, fruits of the resurrection sign that Christ has finally, after justification being planted, sanctification being planted, baptism of the Holy Ghost, organization died out, and Christ has again centered himself like that cap of the pyramid. So the church for the first time is Christ-centered. Now the foundation that Paul laid was the death of Jesus Christ. I take glory only in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. This, at the end time, is resurrection. Paul spoke of it. But it wasn't there because the time was not ready. Couldn't have been. He was completely out of season on that one. Now, Brother Branham was out of season with the Pentecostals. He never was with the Pentecostals. Never was a part of it. Any more than Paul was. But with him is the sign of the resurrection, not death. Paul preached the cross. William Branham preached the resurrection. Not that either one didn't preach both. But we're looking at the emphasis of where it is going. We're looking at the pyramid, Ephesians, the fourth chapter. See? Now, notice. Organization died out. And Christ has again centered himself like the cap of the pyramid. Now, if he's been here all the time, how come it says center himself again? The cornerstone rejected become the capstone. Come on, you can't think capstone without cornerstone. You cannot say cornerstone without capstone. Come on. Come on. You can no more talk about God manifesting flesh, Jesus Christ shedding his own blood, and standing here in the earth and coming back, then you can miss the literal return of him coming back here with his saints. You cannot do it. You cannot talk about Adam going to the tree of life and being forbidden without saying now he can go to the tree of life and he's welcome. You cannot do it. You simply cannot do it. You must recognize certain things and people are not recognizing them. That's all there is to it. They don't even understand twin doctrine. The two vines. Count Alpha and Omega, they just look at you. The more I get information from around the world in different places, the more I'm sure. Eight people make the ark. In other words, eight people full of the Holy Ghost. Now, you tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong. Oh, Brother Vail, all those sweet, lovely people are going to make it. I said, just a minute. Let's get back to the Word. You know this fellow, Brother Abbott, that came through here last year? I like him. I really like that guy. He told me one day he talked to his father. His father explaining how all the people are going to the rapture. He said, Father, just a minute. I don't want to contradict you, but there's a scripture that says, as it was in the days of Noah, only eight people made the ark. And that's going to repeat. How then can there be millions in going in? And being the father, he got pretty perturbed. But being a good father, he came back one day and he said, Son, he said, you know, I've been thinking what you said. You're right. You're right. I would sooner admit that somebody's right now and miss the resurrection and the rapture than have to stand before the white throne. You better believe it, brother, sister. You better believe it. But to admit to the truth, you won't miss the resurrection and the rapture. Christ-centered. Now, listen again. Organization died out. And Christ has again centered himself like the cap of the pyramid. Then how come people say continuously, he's here, so what? And yet Brother Branham said, there, when the time of John F. Kennedy in the presidency, he said there isn't one Republican in Louisville or Jeffersonville. If he heard that John F. Kennedy, the Democrat, was coming to his home, he'd pull all the stops and act as the most regarded an honored man in the world to the president was coming. Not even agreeing with the president's doctrine and other things. What about Christ? Oh, we love you, Jesus. We honor you. Now listen. The Jesus we're talking about now is that one that was in the pillar of fire that led Israel, the rock out of whence the water came, Messiah. We're talking about the one who was in tabernacle and flesh and left the tabernacle of flesh in Gethsemane, went to the pillar of fire, came down and said to Paul, I am Messiah. I'm Joshua, Jehovah's Savior. And there only was one Savior in all the world, and that's God Himself. And Jesus Christ was the blood of God. That was shed. These are hard to understand. I don't pretend to. I'm going to read you a lot of quotes one of these days and show you why nobody figures out God yet. And Brother Branham himself said, I know what I believe, but he said, maybe I'm not explaining it. The understatement of his whole ministry, my books. And yet it's as clear as a bell if you just want to believe what he said. Just believe it. Don't argue. Don't fuss. Don't pretend you got all the answers. Your dad said, well, you know the message better than this guy and that guy. Listen, you're going to have your feathers pulled off, brother, sister. And I can pull them out of you one at a time, too. I've got the quotes, too. And I regard every one of them. And I can take you to the Church Age book and show you that book is word for word what Brother Branham taught by all the quotes. Because he was talking exclusively of one God. He was not discussing the Son. So when you discuss Levi, you don't talk about his kids. Huh? You're looking kind of blank. For God's sake, don't you understand? He denies the Father, doesn't have the Son. He denies the Son, can't have the Father. Why? Merciful heaven, there can't be a Father without a Son. There can't be a Son without a Father. And the Son is identical to the Father except for one thing. The Son had a beginning. Now, does that tell you something? Where did Jesus only tell you that one? Where did Jesus only ever tell you the Son talked to the Father, Son? Now, come on. Now, where are the Trinitarians? Now, the Trinitarians can't even believe what I teach, what Brother Branham taught. I teach it. I'm not kidding myself. I know I teach it right. As far as I can go. Okay, let's keep talking. First line, justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, then the coming of the cap. Now, he tells you then the cap is here. He said, like it was rumored, there was a resurrection, and it was soon proven. Now, Brother Branham's sermon right here was rumoring the cap is here. Now, he tells you the cap is here. You cannot have this message given in his perfect revelation, except by the one who came down and gave it in the first place. So therefore it repeats. And William Branham now lines with Moses and with Paul, and William Branham making three with God himself on top for deliverance. So I think, bless God, in the great tribulation, this and this, and you can think anything you want. Be my guest. Just please, 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 don't speculate. If you want to talk about it, you say, well, I'm speculating, I look like this, it looks like that, and keep speculating, and one day it'll be nothing but speculations. Now, the coming of the cap. What is it? What is that? That Holy Ghost bunch being honed out. Just, you know, like the cap, so perfect that the top can come down. He said the flange, so perfect. So that it can fit with the same kind of ministry that he had when he went away. Now, what's in the world is he talking about? He's talking about the book of John. If you can't believe what I'm saying, listen, sit down, shut up. Look at those signs. Think about it. Is the sign trying to tell you something? What is it here for? Why is it so specialized? Why is it here and not there? What is going on? He's telling you. Signs before the word, Son of Man, prophet. God's his last prophet. Then can he break his own word? No, he cannot break his word. And what he's doing today, he's done before. Moses, Paul, now. Can't people understand? No, they cannot. Brother Bale, you must be honest with yourself, with the people. They cannot. The only way to understand, my brother, sister, is to receive Elijah. And that's just like they received John the Baptist, in order to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. There never will be an elected bride get off of this earth, no matter what you talk about Jesus and how much you love him and how much you know. You will never make it unless that one comes, because the Bible says so. Do what you want about it. I don't give a rip. If you think your heart never was turned away, that's fine. Like that guy from India. He said, you in America, you need your brilliant brand to bring you back to the Bible. We never left it. I heard him preach a sermon one time for Scripture. My sermon that week was 200. So, what about it? Now, if his four Scripture had been on the Bible, 100%, and my 200 ought, that's a different story. But he just preached a mere Pentecostal message. Now, I'm got a Pentecostal message. You want to talk to me about Pentecost? Talk to me. I can tell you how to climb walls, everything else. And I'm a little bit mean when I say that, kind of nasty, but I'm not, don't feel mean in my heart. I'm just telling you. I always knew they were wrong. I knew Jesus only was wrong. When I left Trinitarianism, but I couldn't understand until Brother Branham told his friend. He said, you came just like Jesus Christ, except you bypassed that word body, that spirit body, that theophany. So, hallelujah, that does it. I don't understand everything to perfection, but I understand that much. What is it that the Holy Ghost bunk being honed out so they can fit with the same kind of ministry that he had when he went away? That when he comes back, it'll catch the whole thing in the rapture, where they're justified, sanctified, and baptized with the Holy Ghost, and that pyramid will stand again, the house of God will live again, the tree of life is growing again. There'll be a whole tree. Now, he's told about his vindicated ministry. That's Joel, the second chapter, fulfilled. Nations are breaking and so on. He tells you about false prophet and all those things there. Okay, restore all the signs. The sign of Lot at the end time. We went through that. How did Lot, this angel Jehovah, made flesh among the people, sat with his back toward the tent and said, where is Sarah thy wife? In the tent behind you. He said, I'm going to visit you. He said, why did Sarah laugh when she laughed? She's in her in the tent and he outside the tent. See? God himself had to come and announce the hour of visitation. The visitation of the Holy Spirit to bring forth the mature Christ in the bride. To bring that living capstone down. There was a season of pregnancy, gestation going on. But the church has been thoroughly pregnated by the word today, so a bride is literally going to have meet him in the air and come down here on earth. And the sign was the sign, the last sign to see, the church will see, which was discernment. And Brother Branham proved that in 1965, the Easter meetings in Jeffersonville, and put the cap on it with a man named Mitchell, the West Virginia coal miner dying with black lung, TB, so on. Jesus said it would be the same thing at the coming. Oh, then the evening light of Malachi 4 comes shining through the darkness. Amen. To bring the evening light to predestined toward hell. He says, just a minute, Brother Branham. What does the Bible say so? John the Baptist came and proved he had the right revelation. Jesus came behind him and put the cap on it. They said, we don't believe it anyway. Ha! Conscious, but no conscience. Where's your conscience? Brother Branham said, some people preach this because of conscience. You know why? They have to preach certain things because they know jolly well they can't preach that and then not something be with it. So they're off the word. My conscience, listen, let's be honest before God. I trust that your conscience and mine is not even involved. He said it, that's it. What have I got to do with it? What smart's got to do with it? Yes, said the man, you know, Brother Dale, could be my trouble is, and he didn't put these words, but meant the same thing. I am so clever, so smart, and so adept at looking into things, that maybe that's where my trouble is. I look too far. Well, a far-sighted guy. Huh, is that right? And what if it's here? You go cross-eyed, don't you? What a horrible way to preach. Just don't get... Just a minute, Brother Branham. We'll get to what Brother Branham says about his preaching, so don't worry about mine. What's that fourth message? What's that fourth messenger? To shine the light on the Word. And he said, William Branham doesn't have thus set the Lord so perfectly. Oh, no, not William Branham. He said, no. He said, that's not William Branham. Hey, I'm glad I had this in my Bible. Let me read it to you. Now, I want you to know this is sure. You don't listen to this tape. You might have thought today I was trying to say that about myself, being I was packing this message. Great guy, William Branham. I have no more to do with it than nothing. No more than just a voice. And my voice, oh, Lord, even against my better judgment. I didn't even want to be a voice. I want to be a trapper. Yeah. I want to be a trapper. But it's the will of my Father that I declare to do and am determined to do. I wasn't the one that appeared down in the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. Ha ha. Presence? Come on, presence. Tell me when he went away. The same one with the shout is here to raise the dead, right? And take us up, is that right? Come on, is this a yo-yo doctrine like the full gospel Latter-day? I wasn't the one that appeared down there. I was only one standing there when he appeared. I'm not the one that performs these things and foretells these things that happen as perfect as they are. I'm only one that's near when he does it. I was only a voice that he used to say it. It wasn't what I knew. It's what I just surrendered myself to that he spoke through. If those aren't the words of Jesus in John 14 and 15 and 16 chapters, and right into even 17 when he prayed, I'll eat it. And he got away with it. The same one that backed him to do this came right behind again and did it some more. Can't you just see Jesus coming behind Balaam? Pat him on the back and shoot and say, hey, that was a good shot. I'll help you do it some more. And then God's supposed to have integrity? Huh? God's supposed to have integrity? Oh, brother, sister. It isn't me. It wasn't the seventh messenger. Oh, no. It was a manifestation of the Son of God. It wasn't the angel, the messenger, his message. It was the mystery that God unfolded. Seven seals, seven thunders. It's not a man, it's God. The messenger was not the Son of Man. He was a messenger from the Son of Man. The Son of Man is Christ. He's the one you're feeding on. You're not feeding on a man. A man, his words will fail, but you're feeding on the unfailing body word of the Son of Man. See, we missed that body word way back there. If we had that, we'd be self-sustaining. Just live on it. But you're living from the life that's in the Word. What's that fourth message to be? What's the fourth messenger? To shine light on the Word. The Word's predestinated. The Word is predestinated. It has to come forth. Something has to do it. Aha! There's where they say, well, if it's going to be done, bless God, we're going to do it. Our counsel. Like the poor old man, I can still see him in my mind's eye from Bear Mountain out there in California. He said, well, but you know, Brother Vail, I appreciate Brother Branham, but I had some visions too. I could have just torn him apart and his whole world apart. I said, oh, that's marvelous, and walked out. And I said, I'm a nice guy after all. You didn't know that, did you? I could have torn him to pieces. I could have said, my brother, did you have a vision and a voice speak in your inner ear about the Second World War? Did you have a dream in Technicolor that would prove 20 years later that the war turned at Leningrad? Not on the coast of France or any place else. Historians now prove it. And I could have said, did you stand in line
when they didn't have faith or couldn't, and they were healed. I had it all, and none of those mean anything, 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 anything. Because that's everything, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah! Oh yes, I can shout. You think I can get angry? But I can get so happy at the same time. My lips can go down in my boots, but they can also go to the top of my head and you can tie a ribbon on them. And my heart can sing. Like an angel. Though you may say I'm up here and sound like a devil. That's your business. I will restore, saith the Lord. I will restore. That's the word, you see. It's God's predestinated. It's God's before. That's right. The evening light comes shining through, and that predestinated word, yes, sir. Any the evening light shall come. Oh, there you are. One together. What time we got left? How many? Brother, this is horrible. I'm not going to finish this. I wanted to finish this. But I'm not going to keep any longer. We're going to make some notes right here. And we're going to backtrack on Wednesday. See, I only got this much done. How much did I get done? No. That's pretty good for leaving. I was afraid that was going to happen. There's so many marvelous things, and I'm still happy. You see? I could even quit preaching, I'm still happy. Now, I see, I'm even grinning about it. I'm so happy. That's a miracle. Let's rise and be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we want to praise and thank you, Lord God, for your love, mercy, and the glory that you have loosed upon the people in this last day. Totally unaware, Lord, of what you were doing, only sketchily knowing that these things were there in the Word and were written by prophets who themselves didn't know the time and the exact meaning of many of the things that were said. But now, in this last day, you yourself, we know, came down in our here, and you have brought us the word vindicated, and we are filling up on that word, and it's very strange, even at this time, that we're actually filling up more and more on the mechanics than all of the tremendous dynamics, how it came, and yet we are enjoying in the measure, a measure of why it came and what it is doing in us and for us. And I think maybe many times, Lord, we're mixed up because we're wanting something through us. When the prophet said, now you've got everything you need to put you in a rapture, just live good Christian lives. And the very thing, Lord, that should be coming through us, which is so detailed in your word, that a wayfaring man, though fool, need not err therein, our conscience also bearing us witness, our hearts also everything indicating that there is a way that we just ought to go naturally as Christians. So help us, Lord, to just live those good godly lives and rejoice in the knowledge of your presence and this word that we now have. And as the prophet said, you're living, you're eating, you're enjoying, you're thriving on the body word of the Lord Jesus Christ, not man's word, but God's word. And no longer God's word according to man, but God's word according to God. Lord, this is so wonderful, Lord, that I think that the overallness of it is so utterly overwhelming that we're just like people that haven't had water and rain for months get a shower and they just run out there and run around like crazy with their tongues out to catch rain, acting out a little process of what they feel rather than realizing what the elders would realize after many years, and if they didn't, there certainly would be something wrong, that this rain has brought life, bringing forth the seed, bringing forth maturity, bringing forth that food, sustenance, bringing forth a generation, one more, even if it's laid to rest, to
to come up in the resurrection. But Lord, we know there's a people here who'll be thoroughly familiarized with this word and revealed to them in the measure, Lord, that you have designated for that particular person, that particular place, and the particular hour. It's the best I can believe it, Lord, or see it. Even though yet the prophet said if 10 people together, Simon would believe, identical, would really believe there could be a rapture, bringing down to 8 to 10 or so on. Realizing that, Lord. Help us, but whatever is necessary to know might be known to that degree of full assurance of faith in the presence, the truth of the word, the assimilation, the changing, the resurrection, our further change into glorified bodies, to the rapture, the wedding supper, and coming back. These are the things, Lord, of this hour, time, and eternity blending. And, oh God, all of us, as it were, with our hands upon the word and one raised toward heaven, making the witness, Lord, if we don't believe this right, if we're just even kidding ourselves, we are to the place where this is all we can handle anyway. If this would not be it, to us, Father, the best we know, this is it. We've dedicated, consecrated, we've preached it, we've said it, we stood with it. This is it. Live, die, sink, or swim. I believe, Lord, we're swimming, without a doubt. I don't believe we're dying, Lord, in the inner man. I believe it's getting renewed to get that word body, meet it in the air. And then come forth in further sanctification, all the things you desire. These we stand with this morning. We pray you heal the sick amongst us, Lord. Give great courage and energy to everyone here. Let the dynamism of faith, Lord, mount in ever, as it were, evolving, revolving energies until we're caught up. Like the Apostle Paul, in our own measure, beside ourselves. We couldn't be like him and Brother Branham. But Lord, we're not even trying to be. But God, we want our measure and our position, our portion of usefulness also. And to give you just a little bit of glory. That's all we want out of life. So be with us. Help us in all things. We give you the praise in Jesus Christ's holy name, because that's how we ask it, and would see it done for thy glory.